So for today's Hasidic story, we're going to do one of the most famous and amazing stories based on Rabbi Nachman's teachings, The Great Fixer, retold by Rabbi Shlomo Karlbach. The foolish lema of all of Am Yisrael and dedicated to my good friend Eliakim. Let me tell you a story about Rabbi Nachman, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. אני קורא לסיפור זה, המתקן הגדול, מפני שהוא עוסק בשמחה. והשמחה היא התיקון הכי גדול. This story is all about joy. And joy is the greatest fixing. So this is the great fixer. העולם זקוק לשמחה, אפילו יותר ממש זקוק לאהבה. Even more than the world needs love, the world needs joy. אני יכול לחבק אותך ולומר לך שאני אוהב אותך. I can hug you and tell you I love you. זה יפה, זה מתוק, it's sweet, it's good. זה בטח ייתן לך קצת כוח, and will certainly give you a little bit of strength. אבל זה לא יתקן אותך, but it won't fix you. מה שעולם צריך באופן הכי דחוף, you know what the world really needs? זה השמחה. It's joy. כמובן שיש קשר בין אהבה לשמחה. Of course, there's a big connection between joy and happiness, and love. Right? In fact, if a person is happy, that's the best way to give love over to his spouse or to anyone. First of all, if you're happy, you don't hate. Simcha v'sina lo lechad yachad. Happiness and hatred don't go together. The opposite is also true. If you want to get a true joy, if you want to get a true joy, you need to get your heart out of anger and hatred. אתם יודעים מה אומרים כל הצדיקים, you know what all the tzaddikim say? הם אומרים שבעצבות יש טעם של עבודת זרה. When you're sad, it has a little bit, a taste of idolatry. כי אם אתה באמת מאמין בקדוש ברוך הוא, אם אתה מאמין שהוא משגיח על הכל, that if you truly believe in Hashem, believe that he controls everything, למה אתה עצוב? So what are you sad for? על מה אתה דואג? What are you worried about? על מה אתה בוכה כל הזמן? What are you crying about? ריבונו של עולם מטפל בך. God is taking care of you. אתה בידיים הכי טובות, you're in the best hands. Right? There's nothing bad, because everything's good. Everything's from Hashem. אבל אם אתה לא לגמרי מאמין שהקדוש ברוך הוא קרוב לכל ומשגיח על הכל, but if you don't really believe that God is close to everyone and watches over everything, אתה חושב שהחיים שלך תלויים בכל מיני דברים וחשבונות באמצע, and you think that your whole life is dependent on all these different factors, these different חשבונות, אתה קצת עובד עבודה זרה. A little bit you're idol worshiping. כי האמת היא שהקדוש ברוך הוא מושל בכל, because the truth is that God controls everything. ואילו אתה מכניס כל מיני גורמים באמצע, גורמים שאין להם שום כוח משל עצמם. And you're putting all these other factors which don't really have power. וכן זה הסיפור. So this is a story, my friends. פעם יצא מלך העצמות לטייל בממלכתו. Once the king of sadness took a trip to his kingdom. מלך גדול היה מלך העצמות, ממלכתו עקיף את העולם כולו. This king, he ruled over the entire world. המלך רצה לראות מה שלום ממלכתו, אם כולם עדיין עצובים ובדאגים כמו שצריך. He wanted to see, is everyone in my kingdom really sad and worried like they're supposed to be? That was the greatest enjoyment he had, to see sad people. Because you know what makes a sad person happy? To meet another sad person. You ever meet two sad people who meet each other? What joy! Everyone's talking about how sad they are. And each one's trying to prove how much they're suffering more than the other. Then they tell stories about that guy. She died from a sickness. He broke his ankle. Sad stories bring them alive. So, this king of sadness went around the whole world and saw a lot of sad people, and he's very happy. Thank God, everyone's sad and full of worries. My kingdom is very strong. I didn't even meet one happy person. Suddenly, he's about to get back to his palace, and a terrible thing happens. There's this guy, and it's a little shack. The windows are broken, and there's this guy sitting in a broken chair with a guitar in his hand, singing and playing. He's by this little broken table with a little weird remnants of food, and he's so happy. The king immediately understood the great danger. And he goes to this musician. Shalom lecha yedidi, amar atani adam yochad. You seem like you're a special person. Melech atzut siyera malchuto kashula voshkish pashut. Kach sha'ish asameach lo ziyah oto. So the happy person didn't recognize the king of sadness who was dressed up, disguised as a regular person. Hu yizmino ta lesheret liyado leshtot imo. He said, hey, come sit and drink with me. He'd bonen amelech b'ish ve'evin, lo ta'iti, umamash male zemcha. The king sees and says, oh my gosh, he's really happy. All the red lights are flashing. My whole kingdom is in danger. His heart is in shock. All it takes is one happy person, and he might transform everyone to happy, and his whole kingdom could fall apart. I need to do something. I need to neutralize him. He said, if I put other people, maybe they'll get happy just by being around him to deal with him. I need to deal with him myself. Who are you and what do you do? He asked the simple man. And again, the musician said, "Atalu makiroti? Ani am atakan agado. You don't know? I'm the great fixer. Ani mumchebet letakem dvarim. I know how to fix things. I'm an expert. Ani mustaveb berchobot v'tzorek. I go around the streets and I scream. Ani am atakan agado. I'm the great fixer. Tabi lekol mash mishavurat lachem. Bring me everyone who's broken. Ze lo yale lachem amash maat. It won't cost too much. Nashim ba'im alayim chafetzin farim." People come with broken items. I fix them and bring them back to them. After I get a half a golden coin, so I have enough to buy a little bit of food and a little bit of drink. And I prepare for myself a little meal. It's li suda chayevet liyot suda. And I said, you know, my friend, by me, the meal has got to be a meal. Atem v'nim rabotai, you understand, my friends? Hamatakin agadol, aish libo maleh simcha, kure b'chobot ha'olam. The joyous, great fixer calls out to the streets of the world, Hevi aleit levava libchem ha'shavur. Bring me your broken hearts. Et bitchem ha'ores, your broken house. Et chayichem ha'misubachim, your complicated lives. Ani yodeh l'taken, I know how to fix it. It's only going to cost a fruit putot. All I need is enough to pay for one little meal. Because that's the main thing by the fixer. The meal should be a meal. You think sad people know how to eat, my friends? Believe me, they don't know. They look like they're eating. But the truth is they're just putting food into their stomachs. They don't really taste what they're eating. Only happy people can really taste the deepest taste in the food. Only they can feel how much God is bringing life to them with every piece of that kugel. Rak etzlam amer Rabbi Nachman asuda hi beemet suda. Only by them is a meal really a meal. Chazar Melech Armon mudag choshev ech lazor da isha musukan hazeh choter tachat malchut ha'atzvot shelo. How is he going to stop this man who's his whole kingdom is in jeopardy? Lamachrat shuv yote isha nesemech ha'rechok v'toek. Ani am atak nagado. Tavir li et kol mashir vores lechem. I'm the great fixer. The great fixer calls out to his people. Tell him, bring me what's broken. All the windows are opening, and people say, "Tiye b'sheket, be quiet." Masha, ma lo shemata? Shemelech azar yisur limsar davarim l'takun l'tikun. Didn't you hear? The king decreed that nothing can be fixed in my kingdom. Kol achad yitaken et kelav beitzmo, o yiknei lo kolim chadashim. everyone will fix their own vessels or buy new vessels. Esek bish chov shev mitaken. Maasek shev. Oh no, my business is gone. What should I do? Halo etzudati aktana ni chayev akayem, but I need to have my little meal. Atem shomim chamvim. Who needs to be one happy meal in order for the world to continue? He goes and looks for work. And he sees a man cutting wood, a wealthy man cutting wood. You cutting wood? The fixer says, let me do this for you. I'll cut the wood for you, says the musician. So the man, the fixer cut, and he had his half gold, his golden coin by the end of the day. He goes home, and the meal was mamash a meal. As Rabbi Nachman tells. At the end of the day, his old buddy, the king, who he didn't know was the king, comes and says, hey, how was your day? Didn't you hear? The king went crazy. He said, you can't fix any more items. So how do you have food? Asked the king. I cut some wood, and I got enough to make a meal. Baruch Hashem, they asked me also tomorrow to come and cut some wood. Mata Omer, what do you say? Of course, the next day, it was totally forbidden to cut wood. Or to get from the storage of the king, but you can't ask someone else to cut the wood for you. Okay, the great fixer was a little worried, but he didn't get sad. Certainly he'll find more work. The meal's got to be a meal. He lived near a rich person, and he saw the balabayit cleaning a house. Why are you cleaning yourself? You have no one to help you? Yeah, my helper had to leave, and I haven't found a switch. Someone to switch or take her place. Let me help you, says the great fixer. He took the broom, and he swept all day. Alright, you're doing a great job. Here's a half a golden coin. Come back tomorrow. Of course, the meal was a meal. He went home very happy. And of course, the king comes back. How was your day? Yes, and you got work. It wasn't easy. The milk went crazy. He said, you can't cut wood. So Mamash Nara, that's crazy. Azmasita, Nikita Odira. So what do you do? Clean the a room. And I'm coming back tomorrow. Ain't Sarah Lamarsha Kasher Lamachat Khazara Metaken the Beto Shalotag Vedet. See Bladash Zata Yatza Karusha Surlana Kut Batim Shalakim. Of course, now on it's usher, it's forbidden to clean the houses of others. Kolakaninika Beto Batmo. Everyone's gotta clean their own house. Ken Mahoyon, that's how it was every day. Kola Badasha Matam Takana God, Loyola Yalavodba, Yotermi Yomachad. He couldn't work more than one day. The king would already forbid it the next day. In the end, there was no work left. What's the great fixer going to do? A man like him does not give up. Needs to be one meal of happiness every day. Whatever will happen, but it's got to be. Hey, they're looking for soldiers by the king. Sof avda betuchav achnasan na'a betida. That looks like a nice job. Humer la'atzmo. Kamuvun melech ha'atzvut koas kol hazman. Hutamin nilcha negen mishu. Vishvil melech matzar chayalim. Echlitim atakan agadol teres atava. The king would never get rid of the army. He needs soldiers. Hayta urak ba'yachat. Et ha'maskor tatzvayit na'agul l'shalem midei chodesh. But they only pay once a month, and he needs a half a golden coin every day. Listen, I'll join. I just don't want a monthly salary. Give me every day half a golden coin. In fact, it'll end up being cheaper for you. So the king, the general says, why not? So he wore nice army clothing, got a nice sword. He didn't really know what to do with it. He didn't really want to know what to do. But he was a great actor. Big smile on his face, and he knew how to, you know, look like a great soldier and wield his sword in a way that looked like an amazing soldier. And every day he would go and buy his little food from the store. And the meal was a meal. And he was very well respected in the army. For 2 weeks, the king didn't come to visit the fixer. Certainly, he had no work now. But he wanted to see if he was still alive. And he saw him by his table, eating, singing, happy. What are these army garments? This uniform? Of course, the next day, the king commanded, no one will get it on a daily basis, only once a month. Can you get paid? And of course, the great fixer heard the negative decree. What's he going to do? What about his meal? You can rely upon the great fixer. He'll find a solution. He's going to eat his meal. What did the happy person do? So you know what he did? He took the sharp part of the sword and he traded it for money so that he could have his meal. And he instead, you know, put a fake sword instead. I mean, he knew how to fix things, so he put a little made it look like it was a real sword. I mean, you have to go with the sword. So, took a little card in and made a little bit of, aluminum, and he put together a fake sword. And Gewalt went to bed, and the meal was a meal. Now open up your hearts. Rabbi, we're at the end of the story. The king came to visit one last time. And of course, he told them the whole story to his good friend about the sword. If you sell your sword, you can have a death sentence on you. The king said in his heart, "Zeo." I'm going to make an end to this story. The next day, they asked, is there anyone who needs to be killed in the kingdom? Yes, today in the shuk, there's going to be someone. On this sin or the other. Not such a shock. When you're full of anger, there's always a reason to kill someone. Today, I'm gonna take care of this decree to kill this person. I'm gonna choose the soldier who's gonna kill this person. Hamelech mafia b'kikar shuk. The Melech comes to the king, to the marketplace. Lavush b'gdei be'er, kova gadol shemot al metzcho, with a big hat on his forehead. Shelo yikrino yidido mishekvar yamim, so no one will recognize him. Chayelim omdim sham shurut shurut v'metaken gadol b'neim. Libo malei tzar al masha alech likrot kan. He's so sad. I can't believe we're gonna kill someone. Hurei tanash et na sham omed ben shnei shotrim. This person who's guilty in chains. Of course, the king comes up to the great fixer and says, "I'm the king. I command you to kill this person." Anela Mantakan Agadol, the great fixer, says, Adonai HaMelech, Bakashamach, please. Olam lo nagati ba'adam l'ra'ah, ubetek shani lo mesugal l'shpoch dam. I've never touched anyone. I can't spill blood. HaMelech kimat mitpotetz merav kas. Ech ata me'iz lamrot at pi, utzoek. O sha'arog oto, o sha'tamut ata. Listen, either you kill him, or you're going to be killed. Only sad people are scared. Happy people aren't scared of anything. Because they know that their joy is the strongest thing in the world. And the great fixer, without losing his cool, says, are you sure, king, that this man deserves death? The king screams like a madman. Chatzuf! Who are you that there should be a doubt in my choices? I said, kill him. There's no reason to speak more with the king, the great fixer realizes. He goes, looks at the audience. That's all gathering there. And screams with great strength. Achim achayot, atem botach zochim, do you remember me? My brothers and sisters. Ani amatakan agadol, I'm the great fixer. Hayti ba'al atakan kol ma shashavur b'chayim shalchem. I used to fix everything that was in your life. Halev, atikva, habayit, your heart, your hope, your house. Egel alechem chosod, I'm going to tell you a secret. Ani yodea lezahot ma emet u ma sheker. I can tell you what's truth and what's false. Ma tzedek ma aval, what's true and just and what's not just. Vani gam kosem gadol, and I'm also a great magician. Achshav takshivu, listen. Im ha'ish hazeh Hashem, acharev sheli tasir et rosho me'alav. If this person is guilty, my sword will cut off his head. Avayim uchaf mipesha, but if he's innocent, acharev sheli tapoch lecharev shel karton, my sword will be switched to a sword of carton. V'kulchem tivarchu sheish hazeh tzadik, and you'll all know, it'll be proven, that this man is righteous, is innocent. He takes his sword and he puts it on his neck. Of course, the sword bent. And the king and the man went away without being harmed. And he showed everyone, the great fixer, what the sword was made of. Everyone was in shock. In front of the king, the man was freed, and the king could not do anything about it. And like every day, the great fixer went home happy. After such a crazy day, maybe I'll merit to sing a new song. And of course, the main thing to remember is that the meal was a meal. Shem to bless us to know that as long as we continue to choose simcha, that our su'udot, the su'udah of our life, will always be a joyous su'udah. May we be blessed with a joyous day. Every single day, especially today.